location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountains, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by beeper's message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink mode 545072. Formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. For bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaction portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. First off, we have these are the check-ins through the bars, early check-in. We have W4FCM Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife Isla and 4IEI. We have W2AMD Andy in Simpsonville. KM4BLH Kurt in Greenville. K4OSH Pat in Malden. KW4TS Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville. KI4MRA MRA Fred in Greer. K4XMR Mel in Prosperity. KA5WLL Leroy in Taylors. KO4RAX Jim in Dacusville. W4IOE Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have KG4WMP landed in Dacusville. KN4RJN John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KO4HKX Patrick in Penrose. KG4PFI Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ Linda in Piedmont. K1CJW Roland in Pickens. KO4PXB Lloyd in Simpsonville. Those are all of the check-ins, early check-ins, so we appreciate them coming along and checking in through the webpage. Next, if there's any new hams only, please call W2MJB or net control. Okay, this didn't look like there were any new hams checking in, and currently there are no Echolink stations active that I can see. So we'll go ahead and begin with the RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we'll begin with Alpha True Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JB. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am mobile in Spartanburg tonight, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
MJB. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4DJW, Dave, their career. Dave is our net manager. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. We have W4CTW, Tyler, in Greenville. We have KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca. And KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta right now, so we'll move to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
Juliet, Keen and Taylor's, negative and negative. I don't know what that feedback was on my first couple of tries there.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gene. Don't know what the feedback is. Sounded like a tone from a phone, from the old phone. So anyway, hopefully tomorrow it'll be a little bit better for you. Any other check-ins, Alpha or Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel, so go ahead and move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. And out, Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of the net, 73.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Just saying 73s for each one of you.
JB. Kilo, India, Alpha. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. Appreciate all of you coming along and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile in Piedmont tonight. Except for you, Miss Wendy, and all in the net, I'll be negative and negative.
BMJB. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please check me in at the deer camp. And thank you for calling the net tonight, Mark. You did such a wonderful job.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NNH, Fred in Piedmont, and also KO4NUE, Chad in the deer camp. The camp, deer camp. Hopefully it's not too cold out there for you, Chad, and you're having a great evening. And just made a mistake there. That's Fred. He's mobile in Piedmont, not just Piedmont, but mobile. So drive safe, Fred, and return home safely. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa. So we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. And KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Chris. Have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the Quebec through Tango group, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. Forward Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot, Keith, Columbus. Just check me in out tonight.
November 1, X-ray. X-ray Romeo Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Fair Play, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steven Inman. I'll be negative negative and listening in. Everybody try to stay warm.
Control. Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KO4QLG, Chris, in Liberty. I think I already got him and recognized him, but making sure I did. KE4ZEF, Keith in Columbus. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. We have N1XRR, Michael in Traveler's Rest. KN4BWA, Steve in Inman. And K4BKN, Alan in Piedmont. Thank you all for checking in tonight, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and move it and open up the large group Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. To the net, and if you will, please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango WX4DAT. Danny, I'm over here in Gastonia, Gaston County, North Carolina. 73 wall. Good job there, net control.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing WX4DAT, Danny in Gastonia. He's checking in and out tonight. Thanks for the compliment, Danny. Appreciate it. And also, I need to go back and thank Chris also for his compliment. Forgot to say thank you, Chad, if you're still listening. I appreciate the compliment. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Please check in Kilo Charlie 3, November, Foxtrot Alpha. KC3 NFA, this is Lee and Greer with no traffic.
Check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, that's KM4 URF. Name's Aaron, Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
JB. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KC3 NFA, Lee in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lee. And KN4URF, Aaron in Marietta, South Carolina. And, of course, our friend Larry, KK4JBQ in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for coming along tonight, Larry, and checking in. Appreciate it. Tonight's going faster than expected. There were a lot of real short groups, and some where there wasn't much at all. So appreciate you checking in with me. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Wendy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
Hello, Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emin, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Hello, Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike, India, Yankee, Lamy and Seneca, negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DOS, Gary and Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Gary is our Wednesday night net controller. And we also have KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman. There was one check-in that was way down in the noise. I could hear a voice, but I couldn't pull anything out of it legibly. So is there anybody there that has a relay on the one before the very last call, second to last check-in? I heard AA, Alpha, Alpha 4, Delta, Uniform, Papa, and that's Don. Is that correct? Don?
Checking in Paul, too, N4DME. I caught that much, too. KI4LZI.
LZI, did you catch a location for that?
I'm familiar with Paul, and that's him. Donald changed his call sign, so I couldn't remember that, but that's him there. He checked himself in, and he checked Paul in, N4DME there. He checked them both in there, KI4LZI.
Thank you, KI4LZI, for that relay on Paul, recognizing AA4DUP. Don, and N4DMRE, Paul, there in Toccoa, Georgia. I appreciate them taking the time to check in. And then there was one last check-in that I got. I think it was, I didn't come up in my log, so you may be a new check-in for me or a changed call sign. I got Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike, India, Yankee, and that is Mike in Seneca. Is that correct?
Of that, but Paul's was N4DME. DME. How did he say? Digital monitoring equipment. Something like that's how Paul used to say his call sign. N4DME. DME. KI4LZI.
For that correction, KI4LZI, Andy. Yeah, I scratched out the last letter. And to get the E there, but then I added it back in when I was recognizing him. So thanks for that correction. That's N4DME, Paul in Toccoa. Appreciate that recheck. That last, very last check-in, if you're still on the radio, still on and you're listening, I got a WA4MIY, Mike and Seneca. Is that correct? Sounds like that last check-in must have checked in and checked out and turned his radio off. So apparently I can't verify that. So we'll recognize him as I received. And then when he checks in again, we'll make a correction if necessary. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Repeat, KI4DOS.
DOS, W2MJB, go ahead.
Station that you missed down there in Seneca, could that have been Whiskey 4 Hotel India?
I may have added a couple letters to there. I got a WA4MIY, but if it's a W4, I guess you said W4I, is that correct?
Asking if it was Whiskey 4 Hotel India. I'm not familiar with that WA4 that you got, but I was just wondering if that might have been it. Maybe if he's listening, he'll come back and straighten us both out.
He does, because I didn't get it correct, and
I don't know. Is WA not a normal call sign prefix?
It's normal. That's a good prefix.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for that information, Gary. And we'll make a note of it so if he checks in again, I can clarify that when he does so.
Mark, I was just, like I said, I that's one I remembered down there in Seneca. But his name is Bruce instead of Mike. So, you know, I may be completely off base. But anyway, we tried, right?
We got an A for effort on this one.
I'll give it back to you. KI4DOS, back to net.
Appreciate that, Gary, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tom in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Tom. And have a great evening there in Greenville County. Southern part of it, that is. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, thanking all of those of you who have checked in and for the help and assist from Gary and KI4LCI Andy on a couple of those call signs. Now securing the formal portion of the net with my thanks to you for checking in with me tonight. All stations which he took secure may do so. The net report, I'll stick here for a couple more minutes and call for those through the alphabet, see if we get a few more check-ins from people coming along a little bit later. So I'll hang tight here for a little bit, and we'll keep asking for check-ins. So anyone for comments or check-ins, check-ins Alpha through Zulu, the full alphabet, or comments, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB, this is KO4NUE. I'll sit around and talk with you for a little bit, Mark.
NUE, W2MJB, appreciate that impromptu, Ragchu. Appreciate it, chat. How's your evening being there at the deer camp?
It was a really good day. I got to got up this morning and decided I was going to have some spaghetti for lunch. So I put the Dutch oven on top of the wood stove and made me some spaghetti sauce this morning. And got to visit with a friend for a little while. Enjoyed that. And decided after I got my belly full, I went and started digging through the CDs here in the cabin. And I watched The Good, Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood. And I really enjoy watching Westerns. John Wayne's my favorite, but I can settle for Clint Eastwood. And there's one couple of scenes in there toward the end of the movie that, shows all three characters there at the end. As one is the good, one is the bad, and one is the ugly. And when they went through those scenes, I thought of a couple of friends of mine and was just laughing about that today.
Considering that you've got electric power there, it doesn't seem much like a camp. It seems more like a chateau away from home.
Now, this got its limitations, but it's not that kind of electric. But I think I've got five LEDs in here. Maybe seven. my radio, a wood stove, and a place to, you know, do my business. What else would you need? You know, Dutch ovens and all that. So wood stove keeps me warm, and the radio gives me my, you know, I guess kind of entertainment. And I do watch a little bit of TV, but there's always something to do, you know, getting firewood up or making charcoal or cleaning up or something. There's always something to do. I mean, always, you know, I just stay kind of busy, except for today. Today I decided to relax a little bit, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Got a place that you can go to relax. My wife's dad built a cabin on some property that they have. Elevation of the cabin right about 8,000 feet, so it's in the snow right now, but first time we went up there, all they had was propane. They had propane lamps in each of the rooms. Then they had a wood-burning stove. They had an old, like a Monarch wood stove that they could cook on if they absolutely had to. And then they had a fridge that was chilled using propane. And then after my father-in-law got sleep apnea, he'd drag his generator up there so that he could power his CPAP machine. But he's been talking about putting solar up there for a little bit, but so far they haven't done it. So it's a little bit more rustic, I guess, other than they do have a spring coming in, so they have a water heater and a shower and stuff. But other than that, it's pretty much off the grid, which is really nice.
The other thing I was going to tell you was yesterday cut a load of firewood, and I took the saw down to the wood pile and cut all my wood up and the lengths I wanted, and was carrying them over to the wood splitter, and picked one of the logs up, or pieces of wood up, and threw it on my shoulder to take it over to the log splitter, and dumped a nest of fire ants down my shirt. I'm telling you, that was not fun. It was not fun at all. Got around my neck, and it's been kind of funny. But I tell you, I'd never seen it. Something so small hurt so bad in my life. I mean, it's just, and now I'm going through the itching phase. Yesterday was the, you know, the burning phase. Today's the itching phase, and I just, you know, I can't stand it.
Great to hear about that, Chad. Unfortunately, for some reason, it would be nice if they had like a buzzing sound so you'd know that they were around and it wasn't sneaking up on you, but that does not sound fun, accidentally dumping fire ants down your shirt.
No, it's not fun. I can deal with the little bitty bites and the stinging and all that, but the itching just kind of lasts, you know, it lasts for days. So I figure I got till tomorrow. I'll be itching through tomorrow, and then after that maybe they'll go away. But I won't do that again. I'll kick that thing over and look at it before I pick it up, throw it on my shoulder. I'm not going to do that again. Learn my lesson. And you're right. I wish they did make a buzzing sound. Maybe I need to figure out how to make some kind of alarm or something that, you know, lets me know when I'm near them, because I can't stand them. They just tear me up.
That's one of the insects in the world that when the second coming comes, they're all going to go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you're exactly right. That and spiders. I'm not afraid of ants, but I have a major fear of spiders. Not too many things on this planet that I'm afraid of, but I just, arachnids, I cannot do it. in Iraq, they had camel spiders. And they were just, they were enormous. Some of them were just, you know, 6-7 inches long, that kind of thing. But those actually are not arachnids. They have 6 legs instead of 8 legs. But they're close enough to where I just can't stand the thought of them, Mark. I can't do it. And I just deathly afraid of them. It's awful, really. And my dad laughs at me all the time, because he knows I can't stand them. And he's, when I was little, he used to tell me that those big black and yellow riding spiders, you know how they put the little zigzag in the middle of the spider web. He used to tell me when I was little not to let them see your teeth. Because if they spell your name out, you'll die. So, I guess that's why I'm so afraid of spiders, I guess. But when I see one, I close my mouth so it can't see my teeth and run the other way just as hard as I can run.
Cracking us up. Too bad your dad instilled such fear in you when you were so young. Because, you know, when he did that, you were probably really gullible and didn't understand that spiders didn't recognize how to spell at that time.
Let me get my composure here. So first thing I'll say is that I hear Wendy chuckling in the background. So I have never seen a riding spider spell anything remotely close to the letter C-H-A-D. But if you look real close, you can see some W's, and you can definitely see a Y. So I tell Miss Wendy not to be laughing too much, because that might get closer to her name than mine.
She doesn't like spiders, but what bothers her the most are mice. Mice really get her. So when we were at her cabin, before we moved out of Utah, we were down there, and she'd always sleep out on this screen porch, and she smacks me awake one night and says, or one morning, I guess, she says, "You need to get that mouse." I'm listening, and you hear this little shh, and then it would stop, and then shh, and it would stop. Well, I look down, and this little mouse is running up on the shoes, jumping at this box, and as its front claws slid down this cardboard box, and it landed on the deck boards, and it would run around again and run at this shoe and jump and lunge at this box trying to get in the box. So I finally had to go in. She was relentless. I had to go in and set the trap that night before I could get any more sleep to catch that mouse before. And sure enough, we hear this snap, and that was the end of the mouse.
So mice don't bother me, but my wife just, she can't stand them. No way, she's not going to deal with it at all. That and birds. She cannot stand birds. So one year we had, we got a farm there in Campobello, and we raised goats. So we used to milk the goats and make cheese and things like that. And one year we had a peacock just showed up at the farm. It may have came from the zoo. We're a couple of miles from the Holly Wild Zoo. And over the years, they've had animals get loose and, you know, do community alerts and things like that. Well, anyway, this peacock shows up, and it stayed there on the farm for, I don't know, a couple of days. But it hated my wife. She would go down there to milk the goats and get the, you know, the eggs with the kids. And the thing would see her coming with the milk bucket and would land in this wild cherry tree there at the gate and would just swoop down on her and just chase her out of the barnyard. So one day she was coming back with, you know, about 3/4 of a gallon of goat milk, and just, I mean, he just tore her up, just tore her legs up, and got her on the back of the neck one time, and just, I mean, just brutal, you know. So she doesn't like birds. So I got two birds. Well, one bird that stays up here at the cabin. I've named her Tiddly. And when it's real cold outside, she comes in and perches right here at the door. I got a couple of videos of her inside the cabin, and then in the morning I'll let her out and she'll go do whatever she wants to do. But I haven't seen her this year. I don't know what's happened to her, but I think, you know, she may have met her demise, I don't know. But birds don't bother me, but spiders, nope, not gonna do it. No way.
I guess we all have to be scared of something. So your wife's favorite film is The Birds by Hitchcock, then?
Nope. Won't do it. Won't do it. We have a squirrels, mice, and birds. And, you know, you can't really count the squirrels because they look so much like a rat. So we had, on the last deployment, when I was in Iraq, and I was in a communication unit, so I could call home, you know, pretty much anytime I wanted to. It just, you know, wasn't that big of a deal. But in our kitchen, we've got a 10-foot ceiling in the kitchen, and there is a big spot in the ceiling where you can tell where the sheetrock has been patched. And she was up in the attic when I was on the last deployment and was trying to get something out of the attic, and a squirrel had nested in one of the boxes. I don't know what she was trying to get, but she was pulling stuff out of the box, and this mama squirrel had built a nest inside the box. And she, you know, mamas are protective. I mean, I get it. But she jumped on Anna and then jumped, didn't bite her or anything, but just jumped on her and then went over to the side of the attic and was just chattering and barking and this, that, and the other. Well, she freaked out and did not stand on one of the rafters and fell through. I'm not laughing, but fell through the ceiling, and well, one leg over went through the sheetrock, and it was quite upsetting for her. And I just, you know, I called in to check in that night. She was, you know, calming down from the great squirrel attack, is what I call it. And she just says, "I'm tired of this. You got to come home. You got to, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care that you have got to come home now. I am tired of dealing with mice. I'm tired of dealing with squirrels. This thing ran me, and I fell through the ceiling, and there's a hole in the ceiling." And, oh, it was just quite the ordeal. So her and any kind of animals with fur or feathers, nope, she says she's not going to do it. She'll tell you right up front, not going to happen.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, I've had my my leg through the ceiling experience as well. But I wasn't chasing from a, running from a squirrel. I just happened to step in the wrong spot. And my son was, I think he was probably about 3 years old. And he and Wendy were standing there in the doorway to the kitchen. You know, my sister came through the ceiling. My wife jumped and my son started screaming and crying. He thought Dad was dead. Needless to say, fortunately my leg being crumpled up caught me from straddling anything painful, but I can commiserate with your wife, Anna, about almost falling through the ceiling.
We did not laugh at your story.
little
you better not be listening.
A little third party traffic there, but yeah, Wendy's saying that she didn't laugh at all at Anna's story.
May I make a call, please? This is KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad, for your call.
KN4HDP. This is KO4NUE.
K4HTP.
Is that you chuckling in the background?
All I can say is I hope Miss Anna is not listening because I hear you not laughing about the foot through the ceiling and the squirrel, the great squirrel attack. And I assure you that what you're hearing is really not laughter either.
Well, she is. So every year at Christmas, I give her a gift certificate to the Biltmore House with her sister. She likes to go to the Biltmore House. Her and her sister are pretty close. So I get her 3 days at the Biltmore House at the inn. I think it's the Biltmore Inn or whatever it is up there. And so today was her first day at the Biltmore House. So she, you know, they got the little Biltmore House slippers, and, you know, I don't know why she likes to go up there. All she does is read a book when she goes, but hey, if that's what, you know, she enjoys, and I get my, you know, Christmas gift, and that's all she wants is the Biltmore House, so that's why she hasn't checked in. She's up there with her sister drinking some Earl Grey tea, and, you know, they have these little slippers in the room. So she sent me a text a couple hours ago and said, we're down drinking some Earl Grey tea, and they're up there turning the maids or whoever does the hotel rooms or inn rooms. They're turning the covers down. And I sent her a text back, and I said, well, I don't know why you want to go up there to get your bed turned down, because our sheets are turned down every day. she didn't think that was too funny. So, you know, honey, I hope you're listening, and I hope you're having a wonderful time, and Merry Christmas, and I love you very much. So, with that, Mark, I think I have got you to the top of the hour. And Miss Wendy, as usual, it's always such a pleasure to talk with you. And I appreciate you both for what you do for the net. And I'll go ahead and let you go. This is KO4NUE. Mark, I'm done with my QSO unless Miss Wendy has anything else.
MJB, K4NUE, thanks a lot for the rag chew. Wendy, just last thing was to thank you for the QSL car that you sent to us. She was asking me what it was, so I had to explain it to her, so we appreciate that and that recognition from you. Back to check-ins. W2MJB, net control. Anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. And Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
To MJB. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, back in Candler, and West stick around for a second or two, I'll share an animal story with you.
You too, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4, DMW, Rick in Piedmont, his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and being patient with our rag chew earlier. And also recognizing KC4EZN here in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KC4EZN. You have a furry animal story to relay. Go ahead.
W2MJB, KC4EZN. I think I'm a little bit older than Chad. And I grew up with the same story that he did about the riding spider. And I can remember seeing one of those things and putting my hand over my mouth. Although I pulled one on a spider, I grinned behind my hand just to show him who was in charge. And then I was on a Boy Scout 50-mile hike, and my Assistant Scoutmaster at the time. We're over in the Pink Beds area on the Art Loeb Trail, and about halfway between the fish hatchery and the parkway, there's a shelter, and that's where we were spending the night. And of course, those trail shelters all have little furry animals living in them somewhere. And we had the boys set their tents up out in the area in front of the shelter, and I'm sitting there looking and thinking, why in the world do I want to set up a tent when I've got a perfectly good building right here? So we spread our stuff out and went to sleep, and, you know, I could hear the little things scurrying around, but, you know, you're in the outdoors, and you're really in their home. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and looked over, and my leader was gone. And I thought, what in the world has happened? And I got my eyes up a little bit bigger, and he had set up our tent out in the yard. So the next morning, I said, what happened? He says, I can't sleep with those animals crawling around over my head. So I can sort of identify with that. And that's my strange animal story for tonight. Mark, and we're glad to be back from California. It was nice, sunshiny, and green out there, but somehow being home is being home, and we had a good time and all that. But anyway, just wanted to share that, and like I say, I hadn't heard that riding spider story in a long, long time. So I think that we have lost a little something when we don't share some of those stories with our kids, although I don't think I was ever taken in by the fact that the spider couldn't spell. I never saw one that could spell either, but I will agree with Chad that I have seen some W's and maybe something that might be construed as a Y, and if I stand on my head, it might look like an M, so you two better be careful. W2MJB, KC4EZN.
Now that we've got two confirmed stories, or a story, and then we have a confirmation from me, Ari, I guess we'll have to take it on face value that we do have riding spiders. So I thought it was just a story that his dad was telling him to scare him to death. Well, I'm glad you had a good time on your vacation out to California. Did the weather stay good and warm for you the whole time?
I don't think it got much under 40 at night. They had a little bit of cool, but most of the days got up mid-50s to low 60s. Our last 3 days there was, it got up to, I think, 65 one day. And when we left, we take the red-eye flight back, leaving out of Sacramento about 10 o'clock at night, and gets back in here in Charlotte at 6 o'clock in the morning, and that gives us a nice drive back up to Candler, and you get yourself kind of back in sync with the Eastern time and go to bed at night. But yeah, it was nice weather. I think maybe one day it might have rained a little bit. And what's really interesting is in the winter out there is when it's green. My son-in-law had to mow his grass. In the summertime, nothing's growing. It's hot and dry. But in the wintertime, it's real pretty out there. So, yeah, we had a good time. It's KC4EZN.
I appreciate your time tonight, giving us your experiences. And glad you enjoyed your vacation out to California. And welcome back to the winter and the white wonderland of North Carolina. KC4EZN, any more comments?
Not really. Had a little bit of fun, took my radio with me, and put an antenna up in their backyard, and worked a bunch of Japanese stations. Heard Korea for the first time, and I think I heard India for the first time, but then being 3,000 miles closer helps out a lot. And I actually worked a couple of folks back off. I can't remember his call, but there was a guy in Irma that I worked from out there. So just to make sure I could still get back home if I needed to. We had fun, and it was good to be home, and it was also good to see. We had been out there in, I think, 2 years, and we sort of decided that here we're going to stay close to the house at least till Wednesday. That way we sort of did that going out there. We didn't want to take anything with us, and hopefully we didn't bring anything back. And as far as we know, we didn't catch anything while we were there, but I guess it'll be about Wednesday we'll know for sure. Haven't totally secluded ourselves, but we haven't been out in any crowds or, done grocery shopping and stuff like that. So just being cautious. I don't know what the real secret to this thing is, but I'm willing to go along with what they recommend just because if you go back, I'll throw a little bit more here out at you. If you go back, I read an interview. And the person they were interviewing basically made the statement that they were going to stay away from other people because if the people had it, they didn't want to catch it. And then if they had it, they didn't want to give it to them. And that was from Martin Luther during the bubonic plague. So social distancing still works, I think. With that, Mark, we'll turn it back to you. W2MJB, KC4EZN.
W2MJB, thanks for your time and your comments tonight, Harry. I'm glad you had a good time. And stay safe and stay happy. And we'll listen for your check-ins in the coming weeks and days. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Anyone for comments or check-ins before we close the net? Comments or check-in, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we've got all the check-ins for tonight. Had a great net tonight. Enjoyed the rag chews with Harry and Chad. And the net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a minute, fill it in, and you should hear momentarily. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And just reminders, I think K4 lost his call sign. Chad. Anyway, Chad will be calling the net tomorrow night. K4NUE, I think. He'll be calling the net tomorrow night, or someone else will be substituting. So please come back for that net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate or checking in with him. So I'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to everyone.